Yesterday, the FBI released its annual Uniform Crime Report. Each year, the FBI puts out statistics compiled and submitted by law enforcement agencies from across the country. And KJZZ's Jimmy Jenkins spoke with County Attorney Bill Montgomery about the latest numbers. So, Jimmy, what did you find out?
Well, Lauren, it's important to note going in that the latest numbers here are actually from 2016, and, you know, we're almost through 2017. So this is not real-time data, but it's powerful for its scope and the time period it covers. This report was begun back in 1930. So yesterday we learned that Arizona is basically tracking with national numbers. Violent crime is up. Property crimes are down.
So break that down for us. What is violent crime? How is that defined?
There are four categories, murder, rape, robbery, and aggravated assault. And aggravated assault is the category we're seeing an increase in Arizona. Nationally, the report showed there were about 1.2 million violent crimes in the U.S. last year. So the violent crime numbers rose from 2015 to 2016. The 5-year and 10-year trends show an increase by about 2.6%. The county attorney's analysis of the data shows violent crime is at the highest in Arizona since 2008. But like with the national data, crime rates are still well below the historically high levels we saw in the early 90s.
So what can law enforcement do to deal with these violent crimes?
Well, the county attorney told me they had kind of foreseen some things, that violent crime was on the rise last year, they decided to double down on this program they call a community-based prosecution model, where you have special prosecution teams assigned to one of four different areas in the county, and they're working with the same policing or the same police agencies all the time. This is Bill Montgomery.
And what we saw in our review of that model was that we didn't have enough prosecutors assigned to a particular area to understand at another level of prosecution what was going on day to day and what we might be able to do from a crime fighting strategy in targeting specific offenders or working with communities and our law enforcement partners to address particular circumstances involving crime in an area. And so what we started planning on last year and what will go into effect the first week of October this year now is we're going to double the number of those bureaus. So we're going to go from four quadrants, if you will, in the county to eight geographic regions with a prosecution team assigned to each one.
So, Jimmy, what else did we learn?
Property crime is down to historically low levels, the lowest since the 1960s. So specifically, that means burglaries are reported to be down, as well as larceny. The difference there, Lauren, when one is burgled, someone enters your property illegally to commit theft. Larceny is the theft or stealing the property.
Probably best not to commit either.
Well, I am in total agreement with you there. If you want to see how all crimes were reported in your city, these numbers are broken down specifically by category and location within Arizona. And you can find the latest crime report on the FBI's website, but we'll link to it at kjzz.org.
All right, that's KJZZ's Jimmy Jenkins. Thanks so much, Jimmy.
My pleasure, Lauren. Thank you.